another Palestinian has been killed by Israeli forces in the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Israelis claim the victim was killed following an alleged knife attack. This is the third Palestinian killed by Israelis in the past 24 hours. At least 67 Palestinians were killed since October the 1st. Saudi warplanes have targeted a bus carrying employees of a private company in Yemen's Taiz province, killing at least 13 people. Saudi jets have also launched several air raids on provinces of Ma'rib and Sa'dah. Over 7,100 Yemenis have been killed by Riyadh's aggression so far. Now, scuffles have erupted between police and protesters outside an opposition media company in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The protesters, mostly journalists, were angry at what they called Ankara's widespread crackdown on opposition media. In recent months, Turkey has stepped up its crackdown on media critical of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The U.S. Secretary of State says he hopes that the upcoming Vienna talks on Syria can resolve the crisis. John Kerry says the negotiations are not meant to find an immediate solution, but represent the best hope available. The U.S., Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and several other countries will participate in the talks. Head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukio Amano, said that Iran has met its commitments under the July nuclear deal. In an interview with Spanish newspaper El País, Amano said that samples taken from Iran's Parchin military site are currently being tested, but the results are yet to be determined. Russian aircraft have launched fresh airstrikes against Daesh-Takfiri terrorists in southern Syria. According to a Syrian opposition sources, warplanes pounded northern areas of Daraa province, which is controlled by foreign-backed militants. Russia started its anti-terrorist air campaign in Syria on September the 30th. And Japanese police have scuffled with protesters and dragged them away as they tried to block the construction work at a U.S. air base in Okinawa Island. Tokyo started a reconstruction project of relocating the U.S. base despite opposition from the public. Tokyo says the relocation is aimed at expanding the base to accommodate Marines.